Okay, we're picking up three lines from the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis with the words of Tanya. Our learning is once again sponsored by Nishma Shalom Mispas Yaakov and the Neshama Shenav Aliyah. So just to give a little Akdama, again, we're discussing that in Yanim of Hefker, creating something that you can make ownerless. So when it comes to produce that you make ownerless, Midor Reisa, if it's Hefker, then the halacha is that it's not required, the very beginning of Mesechus Maestros talks about this, that it's not Chayav in Meiser anymore. That's best in the pasuk. Uva HaLevi Ke'en Lo Chelek Menachala Imach. The Levi is going to come. He's going to come for his Meisros, and because he doesn't have any inheritance in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why, because the Levim did not get a portion in the land, they are going to be entitled to Meisros. So now, this halacha teaches you that the Levi gets Meiser, but it's only when he has no share with other Jews. However, if there's something which all the Jews are the same, L'dahayinu Leket Shicha Peya, and things of the like, that is also going to not be Chayav and Meiser. So too, things that are ownerless, which everybody is the same, also is no longer going to be Chayav and Meiser. So there is a problem, I guess I'll already just give this whole a problem over here, is that a person can create an obvious type of harama. He can be a little, I still don't have a good word for harama, some type of cheating point, not actually cheating, but like he can have his head, he could do the following, he could cut corners. What could he do? Is that he can declare his field hefker in order to pater them from Meiser, and then immediately have to reclaim them. So because at the end of the day, you make them hefker, so clearly that actually works, but it wasn't really your intention, so that really is not the right thing to be doing. Therefore, the Rabbanan wanted to stop people from assuming that type of hefker would be effective. They therefore made a takana de Rabbanan that every person who makes something hefker, even if somebody is actually be'emes, thinks that it's going to be hefker, you're allowed to retract it up to 3 days. Therefore, if someone reclaims his field during that period, it's understood that his action would be a retraction from his hefker. The mafreya, it's coming out that you never made it hefker, therefore, it's going to be chayav and meiser. The Rabbanan, also besides for that, they made the fact that the retraction of hefker should be chal, even if someone already took possession in those 3 days. Because again, we're showing that we want to make sure that if we didn't do that, then it would be the same problem that we wouldn't be allowed to show that it's really a tokef because people aren't going to take it seriously. So the fact that even if someone else takes it and you're allowed to retract it, that shows you it's a full-fledged retraction and therefore the produce is not going to be putter from Meiser because that would be the case to show that it was a full-fledged retraction. And that would part of it. And even further than that, the Ram points out, even if it had become the idea to if the people who would cheat with Meiser to declare their fields hefker and then they would want to clean them within 3 days, until 3 days have passed, there's no way of determining whether or not the hefker had actually been meant sincerely, since there was no more than a, right, he just wants a loophole. Therefore, no hefker was in effect complete until after 3 days passed, so therefore when the Rabbanan established their takana, they felt that it was appropriate to institute the right to retract it even should someone else take possession of it. That's what the Ran points out. Okay, so that's all akdama. So with that akdama, we're ready to start the Gemara. Tanya, the Braisa tells us, a mafkir es sadeu, someone who declares his field ownerless, kol shlosho yamim yachol achzer bay, for 3 days afterwards he can retract his din. He's allowed, as this pointed out, the 3 days that to avoid the people who are cheating it, he's allowed to retract it. Because if he comes back and sabbath said it really wasn't hefker, or he said, then I want it back, that's going to be lamafreya, retroactively uprooting his hefker decision, and therefore the halacha would be that he is now chayav in Meiser. Mikan ve'ilech eno yachol achzer bo. However, after this 3 day period, he's no longer allowed to be chozer bo, even if no one else had taken possession of it, because we don't want people to reclaim the fields that they had taken not through the halachic loophole. So therefore, once 3 days have passed without the owner retracting, there's no further concern that it was made non-sincerely, and therefore the original hefker declaration stands and the owner has no authority to undo that hefker. And therefore, that produce of Tosas point out, obviously, would, and then, in the Anachanami, would be potter from Meiser, because that's actually pottering it and making it ownerless, and anybody else could take it. So, even after this time, the original could then take possession after that, but that would be a new kinyan, and not a retraction, and therefore, it would be potter from Meiser. Turning on to the next Amud. Amar, Tehe Sada Zum of Keres, Liyom Echad, if he said that this field should be ownerless for only one day, L'Shabbos Achad, or 1 week, or lechodesh achad, for 1 month, lishana achas, or for 1 year, lishavu achas, or for a shemitah cycle. So basically the point is that he wants to say that if no one takes possession of the property during that specific period, then it should go back to him. So that's the way the Rishonim point out. They're medayik, as Lashon of the Rush specifically, they're medayik in the Lashon of the Rush, that if someone does in fact take possession during that period, he acquires it permanently, not just till the end of that time. The owner's declaration is understood to mean that the property should be fully hefker on a condition, on a tanai, that someone takes possession of it during that period. If someone does, then in a chanami, that's going to be theirs. Fine. That's the way the Rush understands this Gemara. So, ad shelo zachaba beinu bein acher, as long as neither he nor one else will take possession of it, yachal achzer bo. One would be allowed to retract it, even after 3 days. The reason the Gemara assumes is that this Tana apparently holds that hefker does not end, which was older until someone else takes possession of it. L'chora, that's the way we understood, Rabbi Yochanan understood, Bedas Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, until someone takes possession of it, the original owner is allowed to retract the hefker. According to Rava L'chora, who rejected Rabbi Yochanan, the entire discussion that follows Rabbi Yochanan is going to be not the way to understand it, L'chora. So that's L'chora, this is Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. This is only a shayla in Rabbi Yochanan. Fine, so let's assume it's going like Rabbi Yochanan's da or Rabbi Yossi. So then, you're not allowed to retract it. Because someone takes possession of the property, acquires it, no longer belongs to the original owner. This is true even within 3 days of the declaration. Even though Rabbanan made a takana that hefker declarations could be retracted up to 3 days, they did so only for a regular hefker. Because there again was the point of the cheaters who were going to uproot the meiser. However, our issue with the person who makes a hefker based on a time period, that is whether someone's taking possession of it. It has nothing to do, the owner can retract it, because this is something which is not going to be shchiach, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of the cheaters. We're not afraid of them over here. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanam, as Rabbi Yossi has explained, Rabbi Yochanan explained that this whole latter half of the Braisa, Lechora, is Shitas Rabbi Yossi. But the Reisha, Lechora, is going to be problematic, because that's the Shita of the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan hold that you're allowed to, it becomes immediately hefker, and then up to three days, that's going to be dinder abanan to prevent those who are cheating. The latter part of the brace is telling us that the time limit on hefker can be retracted as long as one has not yet taken possession of the property. That lechor is Rabbi Yossi, not the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula, no, Seifa Namri Rabbanan, we can explain the entire brace as being the Shita of the Rabbanan. So how do we explain the Seifa? So the Gemara says the following, Yihachi Amay Ad Shelo Zachaba Beinu Ben Achri Achzerba, but why does the brace tell us that as long as no one else has taken possession of the field, he can retract it? According to Rabbanan, Lachora, a declaration of Hefker, cannot be retracted even right away. Again, there's the Gzera Rabbanan for 3 days, but after that, it cannot be retracted. So the Gemara says that even the Rabbanan are going to agree, I think I already said this in the Havamina, but really the Maskana now, Shani, Shana, Shavua, Delosh Chiche. We have a concept that a Milsa Delosh Chiche, Lo Gazri Rabbanan. So since it's unusual for people to declare something Hefker only for a year, for a week, whatever it might be, then basically, even then, the Rabbanan are going to agree to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. We therefore assume that just as he put a time limit on the time of the Hefker, so too would affect someone taking possession of the property. Since we see that he clearly doesn't want to let go of the property permanently, there's some connection to it, so therefore we assume that even during that period where he wants it to be Hefker, he doesn't want it that it should pass until someone else actually takes hold of it. Until someone takes hold of it, the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Yossi in this case that the Hefker doesn't go on to someone else until they actively take control of it. So therefore, that's going to be the halacha over here. So the Gemara says, now, Reish Lakish Amar, Medeseifa Rabbi Yossi, Reish Rabbi Yossi. Reish Lakish says, no, the latter part of the Braisa clearly is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. He disagrees with the Ula. And he says, therefore, Reisha is also going to be Rabbi Yossi. So how could it be that the Reisha is Rabbi Yossi? Reisha and Taima. So the first part of the Braisa, which tells us that it cannot be retracted after 3 days, because the Lelichach Torah's Hefker, people shouldn't forget the regular Lachas of Hefker. In order that people should realize that one who takes possession of a field from Hefker, making it produce exempt from Meiser. If people would see that the owner could retract his declaration whenever he wants to, until someone takes possession of the field, they would assume that Hefker was really just an offer to give the property as a gift to anyone who wants it. They would assume that when someone takes possession of it, the produce growing on it was actually going to be subject to Meiser on Halacha Midaraisa. This might lead to a problem. Why? Because they're going to think that this is only Derabanan Meiser, and they're going to take off other, they're going to have a lump of, let's say, other produce, which is only Chayav Midarabanan, let's say, Atis Shin HaNakov, a perforated flower pot. That is only Midarabanan Chayav, Atis Nakov, rather, is only Midarabanan going to be Chayav and Meiser. So they're going to take off produce that they grew through that, let's say, apple, whatever it might be, that they grew in that manner, with the produce that they have now. And what's coming out is you're taking off Benaptur Alachiyuv, and that Meiser on the level of Daraisa would be Tevel on the level of Daraisa, which would be terrible. So therefore, that would be a problem. So therefore, how do they show How do they show this? So what they did is that to reinforce the idea that his dinner abundance was preventing the owner from attracting after 3 days, even to not take possession of the property. So after 3 days, the property becomes completely hafkir midir abundant, even before anyone takes possession of it. Anyone acquiring the property now knows that hafkir is exempt from maaser, even on a level of daraisa. That would avoid this issue. So Gemara asks, according to Rish Lakish though, but if that's the whole reason of takana, is to make a chilek and understand that it's really hafkir on a level of daraisa, so then even from the very first day, it should be considered hefker. Why do they have to wait 3 days according to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi? If it's necessary to treat the hefker as unretractable by Medina Darabanan, in order to make people realize the produce is a field that is exempt from Meister on a level Daresa, then do that after the first day. What's the whole purpose of waiting 3 days? So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Mipnei Aramayim. They did this in order to avoid the people who were cheating, the people who wanted to cheat the Meister system and not give their proper dues to the Levi. The Mafkirin Vajin Behun, what do? They declare their fields ownerless in order to exempt them from Meisra, and then they retract it, they reclaim their fields. Since it was their intention the whole way along to do this, that's going to be something which is this haram, and it's not chal. In order to avoid this, so therefore, what do? The Chachamim let it stand for 3 days, Midar Reisa, but so that again, it's allowed to be retracted. And in this manner, any property reclaimed by its owner within 3 days would never, the Mafreya, be hefker, and therefore would be chayav and meiser. So basically what comes out is that the reason the Rabbah's understanding is basically very similar to Rabbanan. There's a very similar idea that we want to avoid the Ramayim. So what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan? The only difference is that according to Rabbi Yossi, the idea that you're allowed to renege and go back on it during the first 3 days, that's a din d'oraisa. And the fact that you're not allowed to do so after is a din d'Rabbanan. As opposed to Rabbanan, it's pum paker. According to Rabbanan, the fact that you can't retract after 3 days is d'oraisa, and the Rabbanan established the first 3 days you're allowed to be are attracting. But everybody agrees the whole idea, the nature of this din, is that a person should be able to, not be able rather, to avoid the payment of Meiser. So according to Reish Lakish's understanding of the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's a din d'Rabbanan. And therefore, after 3 days, no one has taken possession of the field. Then it's not going to be allowed to be retracted. So the Gemara understands, aval d'Raisa lo have hefker. But still then, we could ask the original question, going back to a similar question asked before, that if mid d'Raisa, this is a valid retraction, and it's really hefker after 3 days, and the property is not ownerless. So what happens is, then when someone takes possession of it, that's only midir rabbanan. On a daraisa level, it's really his produce, according to Rabbi Yossi. But the rabbanan allowed that the other person is allowed to take it over, so that's a darabanan. So really, midiraisa, the field is really his, and darabanan is the other guy's. So the question the Rishonim already points out, the Rashi asks, why don't we say hefker based in hefker, no problem. No, because it wouldn't have helped to say hefker based in hefker. If they make it hefker based in hefker, then it's hefker. The whole idea was to avoid Ramayim. If they enacted a hefker based in hefker, then yeah, you're right. Then it would avoid this issue of who has the ownership of the property. But it would be a problem that the whole point of the Ramayim is not solved. So that's why you don't say hefker based in hefker. So again, so what's going on is that really it's Reuven's on a Dereza level. Shimon took it midrabanan according to Biosi. Fine. So let's say it's his on a Dereza. What's the problem? The Gemara points out because Dilma Asel Esrim and Achiv Al Aptur and Aptur Al Achiv. As we just said, that issue existed earlier. So now we're fleshing it out as a Kasha Beferish according to Reish Lakish. That what's going to happen is that Shimon, whose produce is only his Midarabanan. It's his Midarabanan. And so he's going to take off those produce thinking that it's really Chayav Midaraisa. And he's going to take it off of things which are only subject to Meiser Midarabanan, like an Atzit Sheino Nakov. Sorry, Eino Nakov, I said before, without any holes. So that's going to be the Lacha that's only Darabanan Chayav. And if you take off Peros of the two of them, so what happens is that your peros are really on a level d'oraisa, are tevel, and really you're eating tevel on a level d'oraisa, and also what's patur al-chiyav. So again, the problem is you're going to be eating tevel on a level d'oraisa. So says the Gemara, Damina lay ki maitzer's aitzer mina yovei. There's a concern because we say to him, when you separate maitzer for this crop, make sure that you separate maitzer from that crop itself within it, and not from the other crop of this crop, nor from this one to the other one. So therefore, we're understanding that by requiring this meiser for the field's produce to be taken from within the crop, we're assuming that avoids the possibility of any mix-up. So basically what comes out that the first ruling of the Braisa is telling us that in a case of ordinary hefker, the owner's allowed to retract his declaration during the first 3 days, even if someone has already taken possession of the field. After 3 days, you're no longer allowed to retract it, even though no one has taken possession of it. And the second halacha of the Braisa is telling us that in the case of a hefker with a time, the owner can retract his declaration at any time, even after 3 days, as long as no one has taken possession of it. Once someone has taken possession, the owner may not allow to retract it even within 3 days. That is the understanding. And according to Reish Lakish, the entire Braisa is following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who understands that midaraisa hefker does not leave the possession of the owner till someone else takes possession of it. So therefore, if someone does, the owner is allowed to retract this declaration, even though the deraisa is going to be subject to meiser. So then, according to that, the second ruling, in the case of a time-limited hefker, which is unusual, We don't have a din derabanan over there. Fine. So the Gemara has the kasha Rish Lakish now. The Gemara says Meisive. We have a kasha though. Hefker is karmel. Someone declared his vineyard ownerless. Vila shachar amad avatzor. And in the morning he got up and he picked its fruit. Chayev prepared olat v'shichav peyah. The lacha is your chayev and all the matnos aniyim. These are the matnos aniyim that are supposed to be left for the aniyim, the parts of the grapes, the cluster that fall off. Olos are the parts that are not developed so much, and those things again. Lachora hefkes pater from Meiser. So one is reacquiring them. You have to give them. So the Gemara is assuming because that's a din you should give them to the poor people. So now, a pater and a Meiser. Still though, you're going to be exempt from Meiser. You take possession of the vineyard, you declare them hefker, exempt from Meiser. Then afterwards, you're going to be pater from Meiser. So the Gemara says bishlam al ula. Now I understand according to Ula, who explained that the din of the Braisa according to the Rabbanan. So according to him, we can explain the Rabbanan katani la, the Raisa katani la. The Rabbanan taught this Braisa, and they taught this, the din of the Raisa. According to Ula, the previous Braisa taught the halacha that one can retract his hefker for up to 3 days. The din of the Rabbanan, accordingly, mid Raisa, he cannot retract his hefker. Mid Raisa, the halacha is, it would be pater from the Meiser. We therefore say that both the Braisa and are going to be the sheet of the Rabbanan. The Braisa over here is telling us the din of the Raisa. It's going to be pater from Meiser. Whereas our Braisa, Lachora, is telling us the din of the Rabbanan. A little bit of a kasha. The Braisa is telling us the halacha, what it was back then. It's not the halacha right now. But that's what the Gemara assumes is not a problem. That's what we're assuming Bidas Ula. Okay, so they're understanding that it would be subject to Meiser on a derivative of the Rabbanan. Okay, I find that a little bit difficult why that's such a glot answer. But the Gemara assumes that's okay. And the Gemara says, Elarish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, who explained the previous Braisa, the Stam Braisa was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi understands that the right to retract during the first 3 days is a din deraisa, and after that is a din derabanan. So then why, according to him, am I batam and a meiser? Why is he allowed to be pater from a meiser? His retraction is valid on a level of deraisa, and what comes out is those is going to be a level deraisa is chayav and meiser. So why is it that you're able to be pater and a meiser over there? So that's a quote of a very big kasha. So the Gemara says, Amar Lachar, Rish Lakish would say back to you, how could I answer this? Ki Amri Anna le Rabbi Yossi. When I said my sheet on Rabbi Yossi, I said to explain the Braisa according to Rabbi Yossi. However, this Braisa, why do I have to say every Braisa in the world is according to Rabbi Yossi? Ha, Rabbanan hi. This Braisa is the sheet of the Rabbanan who hold at a level of, that they hold a declaration of Hefker cannot be retracted on the level of the Raisa. So therefore, in Echanami, according to Rish Lakish, the two braces are going to be machlokas. The first one's the shita of Rabbi Yossi, fine. And the one that we're quoting now is not the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Ella, the shita of the Rabbanan. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Ibai Sim another answer for the Gemara when finishing the Perek. Amir Tashem on tomorrow's daf.